Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Like many of us, Howard Coleman used his work as a stepping stone to a better life. As a black man and the son of a Kentucky sharecropper, his options at home were limited, but he found and seized opportunities, first as a soldier in World War I, and then as a Pullman porter working on the railroad. Pullman porters were men hired to serve passengers on overnight trains, journeys that were made considerably more comfortable when industrialist George Pullman introduced sleeper cars in the late 1800s. Pullman capitalized on middle-class America's desire to travel in style and staffed his sleeper cars with porters to work as butlers, waiters, and servants. He hired these positions from the huge influx of freed slaves looking for paid work in the decades following the Civil War. Pullman had the racially motivated idea that as former slaves, black men embodied servility and would accept lower wages than white men. In Pullman's mind, they were the perfect workforce to fill the role of the ever-present manservant that luxury travelers demanded. And yet, as wage work, portering offered black men a way up and out of the Reconstruction South with its Jim Crow laws and sharecropping. The Porters Union fought for better working conditions, and the steady paychecks gave these men a chance to save and create opportunities for their families. Because they traveled far and wide on the trains, porters brought back to their hometowns news of job opportunities and social connections in places like Chicago, Oakland, or right here in Utah. So Howard Coleman, along with many other porters in the 1920s, used his job to migrate from the South out west. Once in Utah, he found work in Park City, first as a hotel janitor and later as a caretaker of the post office, where he masterminded the garden and grounds for more than 37 years. Coleman was a beloved fixture in Park City, where he was able to build a better life than the one he'd left behind. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Park City Museum. Find sources and past episodes at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.